Okay, and here we are, hour number three already on this Monday night. This is a big week, as all of you know. We'll be with you all the way through it. However, Marxist communist censorship is spreading violently across the privately owned internet. And there's not much that's going to be done about it unless the Insurrection Act is signed, which it may have been, and fully enforced by Donald Trump and the United States military. And if that happens, expect national martial law, among other things. I would also expect big tech to be shut down, at least in terms of internet, social media, and other parts of its many-tentacled beast. Just got this. Twitter suspends today over 70,000 QAnon-linked accounts. 70,000 QAnon-linked accounts have been suspended by Twitter. This is another indication of the direction it's all going. Now, I think you know I'm not a big Q fan, never have been, but I'll defend all the way their right to say whatever they want. That's what the First Amendment is all about. We are really living in absolutely monumental times. These events are huge. All right, I think we have on the line, I hope we have on the line, my friend of, seems like forever, Jordan Maxwell, who I think is sitting by. Are you there, Jordan?
Yes, I am, Jeff.
There he is. All right. Well, Jordan, I imagine you've been able to watch some of this. You've probably been getting a lot of emails from people, talking to people you know. How does it look to you, who has watched this whole scene for over half a century? Where are we now? What do you think the future holds for us?
I think we have finally hit the bottom.
Ouch.
Just a comment that I have. I think we have finally, as a human race, hit the bottom. Because when you buy the Marxist-Communist philosophy, there is nothing more to discuss. It basically says we are right and you are wrong. And we run the universe. We have no education. We're too lazy to get a job. I've known two communists and they don't work. So I know they're too lazy to get a job. They can't find a job worth having. And so therefore they depend on the government to take from all people and give them their fair share, which they don't have a fair share of everybody else's work. So I think we finally hit the bottom.
You make a good point. When socialism takes over, obviously just the first stage in Marxist communism, but when socialism becomes the rule of the day, the law of the land, at least in terms of day-to-day activities for a lot of people who are expecting the government to pay them and take care of them, what is the first thing to go, ladies and gentlemen, when you have everything given to you? It's called
your
initiative.
Yes.
Your individuality. Right. You become part of this mass of maggotry, political maggotry. Don't know what else to say. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, that's basically it. You either stand for yourself and work for yourself and keep what you have worked for, or you don't work for nothing. You're not working at all. As I said, I've known two communists and they don't work. So you do not try and provide for yourself. You're not interested in working. You're interested in living off of somebody else's property that you can rob. And so that's what socialism is, robbing the poor to feed the rich who have already got everything, but you need to give them some more. And so this is what socialism is.
Another key part of it, Jordan, is that the people now who are wealthy and liberal, the leftist liberal elite, who are bankrolling these communists like AOC and the others, and all the mouths that are roaring right now. Antifa, Soros is pushing them, of course. But some of the first people that the ultimate communist regime will get rid of are the rich elite. They take them out.
That's correct.
Because they're bad examples. They're bad examples.
That is right, and that's why today our money is being taken away from us little by little by little, so that we get used to it until finally we have nothing, zero, nothing. And now we are good communists. We wait on the state to feed us, take care of us, and tell us what we can do and what we can't do. And therefore, the only thing left for the human family at that time will be go home because you have no job and don't earn a living and keep your mask on and stay 6 foot apart, and we hope you die. That's where we are today.
And as far as home goes, that's another issue entirely. They will eventually get around to outlawing ownership. If you want to be freed from your student loan debt, for example, and other debts, debt forgiveness, that's the plan, you'll have to sign a contract with the communist regime that you will never own real estate or other major properties. Again, you will rent or you will lease. The state will own everything. That's the price you will pay to have your debts forgiven. That's another part of the game.
Yes, and the reason why is because that's where we are today. In fact, as long as you do not pay in gold or silver for anything, you haven't bought anything. Because our Constitution says that the basis for money is silver and gold, which is the sun and the moon. The sun is golden and the moon is silver. And so is silver or gold is the basis for our commodity of money. And so if you don't buy something with silver or gold, you're buying it with Federal Reserve notes. This is why you cannot pay a bill. You can't pay a bill in America. We say that we're going to pay a bill, but you can't pay a bill with a bill. I mean, so if you owe $20, you give the company $20 bill. And it's not $20, it's the $20 bill. You owe them $20. And so you pay them with a bill, and now they have the bill and you owe them. And so the more bills you pay with a Federal Reserve note builds up your indebtedness, because you are not paying for anything with gold or silver. You're paying it with a bill. If it's $1, it's a $1 bill. If it's $5, it's a $5 bill.
Right.
So that's the way our system works, or just doesn't work. Always broke. We're always broke.
We are dealing with money that truly never existed, doesn't exist now, and never will exist. It's all a fraud. It's an illusion. And it's like Monopoly money. They just make as much keystrokes. They just type in what they want. And there's the money. It's not even a function of psychology. It's forced on people. This is what you're going to use for money. That's it. Psychology, investing in gold and silver, investing in cryptocurrencies, there's a psychological aspect. What is behind cryptocurrencies except psychology and faith and trust, which people do not have for the currency we're using now? So why not go into cryptocurrencies? There's no difference between the two. They're both functioning on a psychological level. Anyway.
Right. And that is the basis for our problem today, because we know we do not own anything. If you buy $1 million home and lay down the cash, you still do not own the home. You have an equitable interest. Equitable interest means you've got so much money supposedly involved in the house. And therefore, if you're going to sell the house, you got to get so much of the money that we use today out of the house. And so it's called an equitable interest. But it's based on equality, equitable. because we don't actually own the house. If you own something, you don't have to pay for it. It's already paid for if you own it. If you don't really own anything, then you don't have to pay for it. You just have an equitable interest. And that's where we are today. We're heading for world communism.
World communism has been lurking and growing and expanding its reach and increasing the depth of its penetration for ever since 1917. It was here, clearly, when Bernard Baruch took young Winnie Churchill, who Baruch bought twice. He owned him. He owned Winston Churchill. He took him to the New York Stock Exchange on Black Friday, 1929, and let Winston Churchill watch the crash of the stock market, orchestrated by international money brokers. This was all basically communism. And then it moved through the 30s, right? We watched what happened in the Great Depression. It took over most of FDR's administration. It was communists. Harry Hopkins. Do the research. Just look it up.
And then it
went a little dormant, a little quiet, at least in terms of what was in the media in the late 40s, immediately after the war. But then the early cities, it began to rear its head again. And one senator went after communism and held hearings, the House on Un-American Activities. His name was Senator Joe McCarthy. And to this day, he is an institutional figure of hatred. That is what he has pushed. It's like the media always mentions evil Nazis, evil Hitler. They never talk about the real evil on the planet, communist Bolshevism and Joseph Stalin, over 100 million dead. They don't talk about that because the media is controlled, again, by leftist Marxists. Go ahead, Jordan.
That's exactly correct. And that's what we don't understand. And I sent you a picture a while back of the Federal Reserve being founded in the newspapers back in the 1930s. In the big newspapers. And it said the dawn of a new day for the world. And dawn of a new day is a catchphrase that is used by the communists today. And it's a very big story. And I think that you have to understand Egypt and the Egyptian concept of the Pharaoh of the new day, the new dawn, and the sunrise, and the Akhenaten. And Pharaoh Akhenaten was walking along the Nile. There was a story on the outside of a large temple in Egypt. And the story was that Pharaoh was walking along the Nile one day, and he looked up, and above his head was a silver disc. And the people in the silver disc said to him, go back to Cairo and you're going to start a new religion. And it's going to spread throughout the world and you'll be the world's most famous man. For the whole world will accept your belief system called the religion of the silver disc. And the silver disc became the sunrise over a mountain range in its images. And its symbolism was a sunrise over a mountain range. And you will be surprised to find that today, all over the earth, everywhere on the earth, all governments use the symbol of a sunrise over a mountain range with the caption that says, dawn of a new day, which is a symbol for world communism. It used to be, back in my grandfather's day, national freedom. But today is a new day. It's a brand new day. It's a dawn of a new day. And the new day is communism, world communism, or the collectivization of all the ignorance on the earth. You can take all of the most ignorant people on the earth and put them all into one place is called the Democratic Party. The most incredibly ignorant people on the face of the earth are the Democratic Party, because they are collectivized and they are all believing the same thing. And if you believe the same thing, that means nobody's doing any research at all. Nobody's studying anything if you believe the same thing.
You're communing with people of exactly identical minds. Communism.
That's
communing.
Exactly.
If you're in front of your computer now, just type this in for a search. Obama logo. Obama logo. And hit images. And look at the dawn. The silver disk coming up over the new day. It's right there. It's right in your face. And do remember that most extraordinary. I don't know if you've seen this, Jordan. It's called Dreams of My Real Father, filmed by Joel Gilbert. And it shows the truth about Barry Satoru, Barack Obama, where he really came from, who his father really was. And his father was Frank Marshall Davis, the fierce communist who was under observation 24 hours a day in Hawaii by the FBI. And he tutored and took young Obama under his wing for years during his teenage years and taught him all about Marxism, communism, all of it, socialism, liberalism, they call it progressivism now. But Obama was schooled very heavily by Frank Marshall Davis. It's all in that video. Did you ever see that video, Dreams of My Real Father?
No, I haven't seen that, but I know the story.
I need to get this over to you so you can look it in your player. It's extraordinary. I think I have a copy of it, but we'll get that to you. Okay,
yeah,
so we are facing, quite literally, world communism. Rolling over America, crushing the Republic. Yeah, or world revolution. Exactly. Exactly.
And that's what we're faced with, and that's what we're going to have to deal with. Because we have allowed in our country the so-called Communist Party to have their teachers, and we elevate them. We give them Academy Awards. We give them awards. The Academy will give them a big award, and then they become very important people in their ignorance. And they spread their ignorance through the media, because that's the only way you spread anything is through the media. So they have to spread their communism in the media today. And so we are called a people's revolution, a people's revolution. But when somebody comes along who is not part of the people's revolution and decides to make the country great again, they absolutely hate this person, because that's what they've been trying to destroy all this time. All they've been doing is working around the clock to destroy the United States of America, the only country in the world that has been given the opportunity to help the whole human race to wake up and to take the freedom back that they have lost. And so that's the one thing you need to get done, you need to do immediately, is to get rid of the most powerful guy on the block. Because until you get rid of the most powerful guy on the block, you're not going to take over the block. You're not going to control the block, because there's one guy in town that's not going to go along with it, and he's the biggest. And so you have to go after him first. Whoever is the one person who wants to be free, and he will make sure that he stays free and everybody else with him. And until you overthrow him, you're not going to take the whole block over. And so that's the idea today, is to take out Trump, because he's talking about making America great again. And there's a lot of people who have fallen into the globalist communist regime who don't want America to be great again. I don't know how they're going to live and drive their fancy cars and eat their steak dinners and live so high in America if we go on to a people's democracy, where the people are fed bread and water and they're put to death. And so that's what they're trying to do.
Well, that's right. That's the serf class. Now, right now, Nancy Pelosi is apparently just finishing up the construction on her new $60 million home. $60 million.
That's very impressive.
That home is going to be quite a target when the Patriot Uprising begins, unless Donald Trump can come in and use the Insurrection Act with the military to arrest these people and charge them with what they are deserving to be charged with. And that's treason, highest treason. No question.
You got that right. But the only problem with that scenario is very few people even understand what the word treason means. They've never heard it before because it's so overwhelmingly obvious. No one is worried about treason. So what does treason imply? What does it mean? And so that's the problem we're faced with now. Education is the biggest problem of all.
Right.
Knowledge.
Hold on right there. When we come back, we'll talk about the term treason and traitor. A traitor to what? Perpetrating treason against whom? And we think back about Julius Caesar and wonder how many people around Trump had knives hidden under their clothing all this time. Well, we've seen a lot of them, that's for sure. Hold on a minute. We'll be right back with Jordan Maxwell after this. Talking with Jordan Maxwell about the state of affairs right now. This has been coming on for a long time. What's real interesting to me is how all the obvious communists stood up in broad daylight and identified themselves very clearly by their actions, their behavior, their statements, their hatred. Oh,
and
you want to
words.
See hate? They spew
the
hate all the time. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, and especially the words. First time I ever heard the words that are established by the Communist Party is referred to as the dawn of a new day. Look that term up in the image on your computer, dawn of a new day, and you will see that's part of the Soviet bloc of nations in the Soviet Union, which happily doesn't exist anymore. Now the Soviet Union doesn't exist. We have the Carpenters Union, the Painters Union, and now we have the Soviet Union. And therefore we are no longer a free people. We are a occupied territory. And I have heard lectures talking about the fact that all land in America is under cemetery law. Therefore, if you are working in the United States today, you are working in a cemetery because it's under cemetery law.
What does that mean, cemetery law? I've not heard that before. Cemetery law, what is that?
Well, basically it means if you are working in America, you are a zombie. Because zombies are working in a cemetery, but they are not alive, they're dead. And so therefore you're a dead man walking. You're a dead man and doing whatever it is you want to do. You're just dead. You don't have any, you have no rights, you have nothing. And so that's why you're in a cemetery. And there's a lot of other words and terms and things that we have today in our language, which have come directly from the communist system. And
tell us more. This is very interesting.
Yeah.
The communist system has been around for such a long time. It has bled into most areas of our culture, our society, certainly our politics. It's in here, and we've missed it. We've been lulled to sleep while it has taken up residence in the very soul of this country. It's got to be expunged. It's a tumor. It's got to be removed.
It has to be expunged. But in order to do that, you're going to have to get rid of all of the Democratic Party. because the Democratic Party is the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. That's what it is. It's called the People's Democratic Republic of the Soviet Union, or the People's Democratic Republic of China, the People's Democratic Republic of Cuba. It's a democratic society, a democratic, and this is why we have a Democratic Party in America, because it is a socialist, communist order based on taking care of all the poor people who are not able to make a living, who are not able to work to pay their bills. And so they would much rather just have, don't have to worry about it, just have the government pay everything for you. So you don't have to pay anything. And therefore, you're not ostracized because of your lack of education. You just don't have an opportunity to get an education. So you just go along to get along and let the government pay for everything. And that's what the government's doing now with the shutdown of America. The government is paying everybody to stay home, wear your mask, and shut your mouth and stay out of the way. And that's what's going on today is communism, world revolutionary communism. And then when you look at the presidential bid in the past few years for Barack Obama, his theme for his presidential run was the sun rising over the mountains of the east, sun rising over a mountain range. Well, that was the symbol for Soviet communism, the sun over the mountains of the world. And that's, and if you see that, if you go on the web and look at the Soviet national coat of arms, and then look at Obama's presidential bid, you will see the same identical symbols as the World Communist Party. And you will see the same identical theology and the religion and the philosophy expressed in the presidential bid for Barack Obama. And then for the vice president or a different president, which is Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's term for her bid for the presidency was "Welcome to the Dawn of a New Day." And that's straight directly out of the Soviet communist book of world communism that was published by Karl Marx and V.I. Lenin. The Dawn of a New Day, and she has that term on her run for presidency, the Dawn of a New Day, Hillary Clinton. It's just incredible to me that that's so obvious to everyone who knows. Very few people know what to look for or know what they're looking at if they did see it. I mean, I know that so many people have seen it and do not realize what it means. And that's why I would suggest you get a copy of my video that I did a lecture in Laughlin, Nevada last year, or the first part of last year. And this is what I talked about, was the dawn of a new day, and showed how it was used by the World Communist Party. And this becomes very obvious then. So for the first time, people were understanding what Hillary Clinton was talking about. If you voted for her, she wanted to be the new communist president for the United States of America. Was supposedly on the other side of the problem is the president was running for Keep America Great Again. And this is what the communists have been working to overthrow America. They call it the Democratic Party. But democratic is a term that has been used by the Soviet communist people. And Soviet communism was always a democratic society, the People's Democratic Republic of Cuba, the People's Democratic Republic of the Soviet Union, and it's always referred to as the Democratic Party. Well, we have a Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party, we're told, always stands for the poor working class people. In point of fact, it stands for nothing. And it comes out of Chicago area in Illinois. And is there anybody alive today that does not know that Illinois and Chicago is a center for world communism and crime in America because Al Capone and all of the major criminals came out of Chicago? And if you really do your homework and examine history, you will find that the Communist Party was always very heavily involved with the Mafia, with La Cosa Nostra, and with the organized labor unions. Why? Because labor was the basis for wealth. And so if you can control the labor, you can control the people and the wealth of the country. And so that's why the Mafia was always involved in the labor unions. Labor unions is the Soviet Union. The whole idea is the same. You collectivize the drivers and call it a labor union. You collectivize the working class people in every industry, and they become known as the Soviet Communist Order. Uh-huh. And that's what the word Soviet means. A lot of people do not know that the word Soviet means a government run by small groups of people who were never elected to anything. And that's what we have today. We have a small group of people who are never elected to anything. And yet they are running the country, and they make proclamations for the poor people. And we have to follow it because they are the Soviet Communist Party. But people do not know these things because they've never been told to research and read it and study it. And then you begin to see it for the first time when it becomes very obvious to you.
Well, sadly, Jordan, research, reading, and studying are now only forced pastimes. Very few people voluntarily want to get involved with that. They've got their cell phones and their screens, and you can watch them scrolling on their screens all day long and then sending a message back. They are hopelessly addicted to a vicious EMFRF paradigm. That's what's controlling them now. Reading, researching, not even writing anymore. Who writes anymore? They tap with their fingers. And there's predictive text software in these little computers that are called cell phones, which will finish a sentence for you in many times. You don't have to learn grammar. You don't have to learn syntax, expression. It's all done for you now. It's kind of like communism for the mind.
That's what V.I. Lenin, when he was working on founding the Communist Party, said, our party will be based on electrical communications, period. That's what our party is, the party of electrical communication. That's what
Lenin knew this said. All the way back then. That's 100 years ago. Interesting.
Yeah, over 100 years ago.
Yeah.
It's an extraordinary story once you begin to see the truth for the first time, because to believe the truth and to accept the truth is to show you how you have been misled. All this time you've been misled, and now you're waking up at the final part of the movie. The movie's been a 2.5-hour movie, and you coming in on the earth and being born into the system that you have no idea in the world the basis for the system, where it came from and who started it and who's keeping it going and why. But it's the World Communist Party who's keeping our system going right now. And this is why today the people do not have an education. They cannot tell you anything about history. It's just an incredible situation. Where if you do take time to think and to read and to study, you will see we are a new world order, a new world of world communism. And that's what we are, and that's what we're going, and that's what we're going to have to take and live with, because we have allowed it to happen. The communist said on the Khrushchev, he said, we're going to take you over and there will be nothing you can do about it. And slowly but surely, we will take you over. This is why the communists have always gone after and publicly are educated the children, the youth of a country, because they're going to eventually grow up and lead the country. And right. So when they grow up and lead the country, they are nothing but communists. They've all been trained and taught world communism. So now they know nothing but world communism. So now they are publicly talking about the communist world order, thinking it's so wonderful, not realizing that communism has killed millions and millions of people.
Over 100 million, easy.
Over 100 million people have been put to death by communism. And that's where we're going to be going real soon. We've been told that Biden is going to inaugurate the Soviet or the Chinese communist idea of social welfare and social adjustments, where you will be judged on who you are, what you eat, where you go, and who your friends are. And if they want to get rid of you, they don't have a big problem, because they know where you live because you told them. They know what you look like because you give them your picture. They know who your friends are and what your friends believe and what your friends are doing. So they know everything about you. This is Mao Zedong in China, when he took over, he had all the top leading communists in China under him. So he had them go out and start bad-mouthing him and calling him a liar and a thief, which he was a liar and a thief. But they had all the communist leaders in China publicly talking about Mao Zedong was nothing but the paid liar and a thief. And therefore, the people figured that if the communist leaders can tell the truth about the national leader, they can too. So they started coming out and talking about it too. And it finally got to where everybody's talking about the communist leader, Mao Zedong, being a communist liar and a thief. And that's what Mao Zedong wanted. He wanted to know who is in fact against him legally, who in fact are his enemies. And now he's done it. He has got them to come out and publicly say what they think. And the people never realized that it was a plot to start with, just to get you to come out and say what you think, because now he knows what you're thinking. What we're doing now is we are in the middle of a communist revolution in America. And this is why today there's almost no hope left in America, because they basically told us what you can do, what you can't do. It's very simple.
Yeah. Right.
Stay 6 foot away from other people.
The biggest fraud ever perpetrated against an unsuspecting public, this phony pandemic.
Yep, it's a pandemic. It's a plandemic. P-L-A-N. P-A-N.
Well, the CDC today admitted that at least, Jordan, 96% of all the deaths attributed to COVID-19 are wrong. COVID-19 didn't kill those people. Those 96% of the deaths cited died of natural, normal, catastrophic illness. Cancer, heart disease, kidney failure, you name it.
Yeah,
and they said
course.
That they were infected, but they never even tested many of them. Even post-mortem tests weren't performed. And now we know that the test is 94% false positive. It's a joke. The whole thing was contrived very carefully and installed in our world society, and the damage it has done has been incalculable. We're not going to get over from this. No.
There's no doubt about that. And therefore, watch what happens to us. The people who are publicly saying this today, Watch what ultimately happens to us. Because ultimately, the government is going to have to step in and do something about keeping us quiet. Because they don't want the rest of the world knowing what they're doing. And so they're shutting down
any groups that they identify as being a threat to communist Marxism. Today, over 70,000 accounts on Twitter were canceled because the people were allegedly involved with the QAnon cult, that PSYOP, which is of no interest to me. But the point is, they've been censoring, and the communist censorship is becoming ferocious now already. And Biden is not even installed yet. So this is the week, Jordan. Donald Trump, with the military, either stands up and invokes and enforces the Insurrection Act, or the Republic is lost forever. That's it.
And if it's lost forever, that is forever. Because there was almost no chance for the United States of America to be founded
when the founding fathers did it in the first place. Right.
They said in order to keep America free, there should be a revolution every so many years. And that's exactly what I'm saying. There should be a revolution in America every several years. And it should be not a bloody revolution, but a intellectual, spiritual revolution where people put down their telephones and their silly game shows and pick up books and start reading and researching and studying, because that's the only place you're going to find out what's going on is from reading and studying the right literature.
I think the only way that's going to happen now is if the socialist government would pay people to do it. They're not going to do it on their own. Writing and reading are fast fading into oblivion. This is just a culture of self-aggrandizement and instant gratification. See a target and drool and respond. It's all about response. It's not proactive. It's all reactive. All of it.
Well, that's true. And I don't know what else I could do to help the people to know what's going on.
Well, your perspective. Keep giving us your perspective. That's what helps those who still have a mind and a will to use it.
Well, I suppose so, but I'm doing the best I can right now. And I have to also take this opportunity to thank you for helping to keep me alive, because in point of fact, in the scriptures, it is said in Christian scriptures, Jesus said, foxes have dens and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And that was the exact situation I was faced with. Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but there's no place for me to live. And I had to wait on people like you and your friends to help me. And thank God you came through for me.
Well, we're very happy to do it. And there's some very special people working to make your life secure and certainly happy. We hope that is the result.
I thank you for that.
Go ahead, Jordan. We have a couple minutes left.
I would say go on my website if you really want to see. Go on my website, and the first thing you will see is a little flyer that says Jordan Maxwell Research website. Click on the Jordan Maxwell Research website, and you will see a Jordan Maxwell Research website, and you have to join that. And you have to join it because I am told by my lawyer friends that if you're going to talk about things, you're going to get in trouble telling people, because there are certain things you can't say to the American public, because the government is empowered to protect the public. And so they protect the public from hearing you and hearing what you have to say. That's the protecting the public. And so if you're going to talk about things you're not supposed to talk about, you should do it on a private network. You should do it on a private website. And this is what I have, is a very private website on which I am downloading all of my private research. What people need to know, and just seeing it with your own eyes and reading it yourself, it will wake you up to what's really going on. And so if I were you, if you want to, go on my website, Jordan Maxwell Show. Always put the word show, S-H-O-W-N, Jordan
right.
Maxwell Show.
Dot.
Okay.
Dot. Dot com.
Dot
or is
com.
It,
and
it's a dot.
Joined by Jordan Maxwell Research Society. You'll see all the information
okay.
that I'm talking about now.
All right. You all can find it. Jordan, thank you for being here. You sound real good. We'll talk to you probably next week. This is
okay.
a big week. This is the big week. We'll be watching it. As
okay.
we all right. Good night, my friend.
Good night, my friend. Bye-bye.
Okay. Jordan Maxwell, and he's been through quite a bit in the last month, and he's doing well. Happy about that. All right. Tomorrow, another extraordinary day. Donald Trump is supposed to go to the border to talk about his border wall accomplishments. We'll see what happens. Watch out and be careful for disinformation, which is running wild on the internet. Back with you tomorrow. Take care.